Between 1963 and 1966, country music enjoyed one of its earliest and most prominent showcases on national television from a studio in the heart of Manhattan.
Oh, howdy! Howdy! It's the Jimmy Dean Show!
So maybe you know Jimmy Dean's sausage? That's the same guy. He's as recognized as a businessman as a country singer. In his heyday, he recorded only a handful of top 10 radio hits. But as a host and all-around entertainer on television, he was an innovator and a star.
One night, we were listening to a fellow named Lee Moore, and he played a record by Johnny Cash. He said, this boy's got to be a big recording star. He is a big recording star, and this is his latest recording. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Johnny Cash. Won't you hear it?
The 82 surviving episodes of The Jimmy Dean Show are being restored and released to DVD. They're also being broadcast on cable network RFD-TV, with season 3 premiering early next year. I was curious about the show's role in music history and the process of bringing vintage TV shows back to life, so I visited the show's video restoration specialist, Steve Boyle.
This is really an historic show. These performances would be lost forever. And they've spent way too much money on cleaning all these up to try to get them out there. Just in country alone, I mean, Ernest Tubb is on here. I mean, these guys are in their younger days. Roy Acuff and Buck Owens, Minnie Pearl, Connie Smith. Jim Reeves is on here less than 90 days before he dies in a plane crash in Brentwood. Hank Williams Jr. is on here. He's 14 years old.
Hey, good looking.
Also appearing, Merle Haggard, Dottie West, Bobby Bear, Johnny Cash, Roger Miller performing King of the Road to an audience that had never heard it before. Also Hank Snow, Chet Atkins, the Everly Brothers, Kitty Wells, and George Jones.
They were looking, trying to book you, but my family kept
what a light.
In all, 35 Country Music Hall of Famers appeared across the 3 seasons, not counting Jimmy Dean himself. But as a national show on the ABC network out of New York, pop music was front and center as well. Artists like Teresa Brewer, Bobby Vinton, Gene Pitney, and Edie Gourmet.
So I am sad and blue. You think I can't forget you.
Dean, the show's creator as well as its star, bantered with sports stars, introduced gospel numbers, and featured a range of stand-up comedians, including a clean-cut sport coat-wearing George Carlin, and Don Adams 2 years before the launch of Get Smart. But no pop culture character got a better launch or more exposure on the show than Jimmy's weekly sidekick, Ralph the Dog.
Ah, Hollywood. It's stimulating, invigorating, a glorious mixture of countless unknown ingredients.
Gee, that's poetic.
Yeah, I copied it off a can of dog food.
Ralph the Dog is the Muppet Ralph the Dog most people know about. But what you may not know is this is Jim Henson's first network television show that he's ever been on. Was Jimmy Dean gave him his first break. Jimmy loved Ralph so much that when Jimmy would do meetings, he would make Ralph sit behind the couch or behind the desk and bring Ralph up just for the meetings. That's how much he liked Ralph. I'm not kidding.
Bringing all this to contemporary TV screens has been a 3-year, multi-million-dollar effort spearheaded by Jimmy Dean's widow, Donna Dean Stevens, and some Nashville television and music veterans. And every frame has had to go through Steve Boyle, who got the job of restoring the footage so that it was fit for broadcast.
Yeah, the challenge is the state of the media itself, and it has been stored away all these years, and in some cases it comes back and it looks great. In some cases it looks like a truck has run over it. So it's at that point it has to be cleaned up, and these are kinescopes is what I'm working with.
In the early days of television, pictures could be broadcast but not recorded, and even when the first videotape came along in the 50s, making copies or playing them back was expensive and specialized. Kinescope was the technique of placing a 16mm film camera at one end of a black box and a tube TV at the other, coordinating the frame rates and shooting the video image to film.
So between 45 and into the early 1970s, kinescope was used for a lot of reasons because it was either inexpensive or it can travel. But if you were a member of the cast, you're a guest star, you were the producer, you were Jimmy Dean, you want a copy of the show, you can't take a 2-inch videotape home. And so they would get a kinescope. Really, they were meant as very, they were to be ephemeral. They were considered disposable.
The Jimmy Dean estate tapped a variety of private sources and assembled a nearly complete set of shows on film, 82 of 86, says Boyle. Those kinescopes, in varying condition, were transferred to digital video.
From there, I go into the film itself, the original film transfer, and that on that has a bunch of filters on it that'll clean things up in some cases, or just little tiny edits.
A suite of digital tools let Boyle adjust the contrast or the grain. He can remove streaks and specks of light where the original film was punctured. It can be extremely painstaking work.
Well, okay, yeah, this is a good one. This show is from January, this aired January 14th, 1966. And this is Jimmy at the Ryman Auditorium. The show had a bunch of analog videotape dropout in it, which meant it had little black lines that would come through, and it would come through every like two or three frames, and there were 30 frames per second. So at a 54-minute show, that's 96,500 frames. And for this particular show, I went through all 96,500 frames because I was taking out all those little hits. This show was that important, and the estate and I agreed that it had to be done.
Got my roll on my shoulder. I'm as free as the breeze, and I'll do as I please, just a bumming around.
Jimmy Dean was born in West Texas in 1928, and after serving in the Air Force, he started working radio and TV in the Washington, D.C. area. That's his first hit record, Bumming Around, from 1953. His recording career was modest compared to others, but more than any other artist of his day, he pushed himself as a TV host. The show Country Style on WTOP led to a CBS afternoon show under his own name. That lasted a year, and the final episode, which you can see on YouTube, shows an emotional Jimmy Dean saying farewell and leaving no doubt he's unhappy with CBS. One might have thought his TV career was over, but 1961 brought him a crossover smash on country and pop radio.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. Everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big Bad John gave Dean the clout to get back on television in a big way. His primetime, hour-long ABC series launched on September 19th, 1963. The production, shot on 3-5 cameras on a soundstage, was full of Broadway-style touches, including a cowboy-cowgirl dance troupe that will make some contemporary audiences cringe. But the performances, all live, no lip-syncing, showcase a golden age of country music just as it was going uptown and competing on a national stage.
These were shot at West 77th Street in New York City in Studio One, ABC Studio One, which is about two blocks from Juilliard and three or four blocks from Lincoln Center, which is an odd thing to think about considering this is a country music national variety show. There wasn't one like it at the time. It must have seemed like a UFO landing in the middle of Manhattan. And about 20 or so blocks away was the Ed Sullivan Theater, which is eventful because within 5 months of the show starting, or actually 4 months, the Beatles land in New York. And here's this Nashville show trying to compete with Screaming Girls, hanging around Midtown, and the Beatles, and fans for that too. So it was an exciting time.
Over its 3 seasons, the Jimmy Dean Show traveled from time to time, taping at the Ryman Auditorium, the Hollywood Bowl, and even Carnegie Hall. It was a good run, and an influential one. Besides the subsequent fame of Ralph the Dog and Jim Henson's Muppets, 2 Jimmy Dean Show writers went on to create Hee Haw. When at last the sun set on the production, a visibly emotional Jimmy Dean said farewell to his audience.
You've given me the 3 greatest years of my life. Good luck. God bless you.